Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the sixth week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we consider question 16 of the Heidelberg Catechism. In exploring the mercy of God offered amidst his just judgment against sin, question 15 of the Heidelberg Catechism asked and spoke of a mediator, a redeemer, someone who could effect God's mercy by making satisfaction for mankind's sin in a way that would be acceptable to God so as to propitiate his wrath. That someone who could mollify the Almighty and appease his anger toward sinful men, we confess, must be a true and righteous man, but also true God. Which brings us to question 16. Why must he be a true and righteous man? And we answer, because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which has sinned should make satisfaction for sin, but one who is himself a sinner cannot satisfy for others. In other words, for complete satisfaction to be made before the holy God of heaven and earth, divine justice demands that human blood be shed for human sin. And not just any human blood, but righteous blood untainted by sin. While we will look more closely at the necessity of righteousness tomorrow, today we turn our attention to the phrase, true man. Why must our mediator be a true man? Because, we confess, the justice of God requires that the same human nature which has sinned should make satisfaction for sin. For as Paul says in Romans 5, verse 12, sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. As we know from Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And as confessed in the answer to Heidelberg Catechism question 10, by our inborn sin, that is, our sin nature, and by our actual sins, that is, our willful breaking of God's law, we have earned death, both temporal death in this life and eternal death under the condemnation of God. And because this sin and the resultant death came into the world by a man, so sin and death must be dealt with by a man. Romans 5, verse 15, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And again in Romans 5, 17, for if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. God, in his grace, sent the one true man to give us life in place of death, that his free gift by the one true man might abound for many. Here we find a necessity of the incarnation, that mystical union between God and man that happened in the person of Jesus Christ when he was sent to earth as both fully God and fully man. And while this event is discussed more fully in questions 33 through 36 of the Catechism and the study of the Apostles' Creed, suffice it to say that it was necessary for our Redeemer, Jesus, to be truly man, to be fully man, so that he might satisfy the justice of holy God against men. For while the requirement of God for thousands of years was that the blood of bulls and goats and lambs were to be sacrificed on the altar of the Old Covenant, Hebrews 10 makes it clear these sacrifices could never actually take away sin. They could not make perfect those who offered them, for as Hebrews 10 verse 4 says, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. They could not fully satisfy the wrath of God, for it was not the animals that had sinned. Their blood was innocent, which was why it could cover the sin of men for a time, but because it was not human blood, it could never truly cleanse, take away the sin of men. The blood of man, not beast, is required to fully propitiate the wrath of God against mankind's sin. But praise be to God, where all have sinned and fallen short of his glory, where no man, woman, or child could become the necessary sacrifice, where no human being could offer what God required, God himself provided what he required in the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus, the one man, is the free gift offered to sinful humanity, that all who believe on his name may know the abundance of grace from a loving and merciful God. And that one man, one true man, the man Jesus Christ, met the requirement of God's justice and has made full satisfaction for all our sins. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be all glory. Amen.